Oh, my name is Sarah Tuft, okay. T-U-F-T. I'm a playwright.
Okay.
And I work in television as a day job.
Oh, okay. So you just started coming here 3 days ago?
I just started coming here because I had a production of one of my plays. It was based on first-person accounts of 9/11. I write that form, docu-theater, and I had to do a lot of follow-up. So while I was doing that follow-up, I kept wanting to come every day, but I promised myself I would finish one thing I started before I got involved in something new.
Okay.
But I wanted to be here early.
Okay. So how did you get involved? Did you join the media committee?
I joined the media committee because that's where I could offer my services. But I don't pretend to know enough to be one of the people who would be sending out any kind of public message, tweeting, or putting content on the website. Having said that, everyone who does do that is pretty certain not to put their personal stamp on it. They're just representing what's going on. They're just amplifying existing voices, and I think that's a big part of what the movement's about. Okay. No one's in charge, no one's saying what it's about. Okay. Everyone's just allowing everyone a voice in the culture.
Can you give me a sense of what, like, the media committee has been, how has the media committee been organizing, and, like, more or less, maybe, I don't know, give me a sense of, like, who's involved in the media committee?
Well, I meet different people, a lot of the same people every time I come, but it gets a little bigger. And so I wasn't here when they started the Twitter feeds, and there's probably about five main ones and the two main websites. One is the one for OccupyWallStreet.org, but then there's Occupy Together, which is all the national Occupy movements.
Okay.
But I think everyone is very discreet about who really started it and who's really organized it, because it so quickly became something organic. But everyone just is on the internet all day long, retweeting and tweeting and making sure that content going out is representative.
Okay. How do you... Have you been writing anything specific?
I am starting to write something.
Okay.
I would not post it until it felt right, for I would run it by other people and say if I felt it was representative. I just feel that the Occupy Wall Street is under such scrutiny, and the kinds of ideas that people have about it are sort of from a different paradigm, and I want to express that this is something other than it's definitely a revolution, but it comes from a generation that's used to seeing a collective voice because they came into adulthood when the internet was already existing. And I think that allows for a non-hierarchical revolution, and one that is comfortable with not defining itself so early.
Okay. Now, also the content is being like put out there is, I guess, it's like very important, and it's sort of hard to get a sense of what, like, how do you guys monitor, or how do you feel like the media committee has been working that to try and monitor and say,
I don't think anyone's
say, is this okay, or is this
right,
like, what do we want to promote, or like what
no
what
censorship
are,
at all, except when someone pretends to be the voice of a collective ideology.
Okay.
And that doesn't happen very often, but someone was circulating a piece of paper that said, these are our official, non-negotiable demands. Well, nobody had done that.
Okay.
And
so what
that would
that
be...
Happen?
That happened today. Someone circulated it on paper, like wildly, like hundreds of copies of wasted paper.
And then what?
No one knew where it came from, but someone got up and did a mic check and said, that's not us.
So did you take any action on that, or like decided, like...
Well, like tweeting, the mic check is an organic way of amplifying a single voice into a collective voice.
Okay.
And very quickly through a mic check, they just said, this isn't coming from any organized point of view. It's some random collective demands that we didn't make. So it was dismissed.
Okay.
It was dismissed. You know, I think what Occupy Wall Street is at this point is a platform for people to express themselves and to express their suffering and to express their ideas for how to fix the suffering, but there's so much room for so many voices to be heard before anyone wants to make anything specific.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
one of the things that like in mainstream media, there's been,
yes,
you know, portrayal of some issues more than others.
Yes.
But like, and then when you come here, there's like basically, you know, there's so many different points of view that you're
right.
Like, how? Like, I mean, like, you know, it's, how do you portray this? Like, you know, in a media sense, or
I think it's just a matter of patience, you know, like the baby is 3 weeks old and people want it to be born. Like, let it gestate and grow and become what it's supposed to be. Because who knows who's gonna join it? The Tea Party might join it. The ideas aren't specifically progressive. They're about, for lack of a better term, thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
That term itself is so conservative. But if we came up with solutions now, they would be so within the system that they're inherently not going to work.
Okay.
Because if you say the bankers need to be brought to justice, we're going to form a Senate investigation committee. Tell me how many years that's going to take. And then tell me that, you know, with the inevitable change in administration, because no matter who's in office, the opposite party will discredit them, so that every 4 years we have a different administration, and then anything they do, the next administration spends all their energy undoing. So
yeah,
we never move forward. We never solve problems. Send an investigation, that's like 5 years. Then they're going to put out, you know, a piece of paper no one will read, and then it's
right.
going to be disputed. And meanwhile, these guys are living great lives with their country houses and jetting around wherever. What needs to happen is thinking of a completely new paradigm.
Okay. But I still want to get back to, like,
yes,
the media, like, coverage and how inside a collective where you are, like, how you're trying to, like, I don't know if cover this is the right word, but you're trying to, like, you know, have...
What is the media group doing?
Promote what's going on here while promoting all the different views, or promoting some of the views.
How do you
have that debate and manage?
Well, I'm going to speak not for myself, because I'm here as a playwright, and eventually when I feel comfortable enough, I'll interview some people and there'll be voices in a play. It's the enduring version I'm interested in. But speaking not out of that perspective, but out of what I see the media's role is, the media group, which I'm part of, and I am actually sort of about to write a blog about what we're talking about.
Okay.
As opposed to mainstream media, which takes a stand, which doesn't just act as a reflection of what's occurring, mainstream media has an opinion these days. It was never supposed to.
Yeah.
This media group is the return to what media is supposed to do.
Okay.
Reporting what's existing, what's happening in real time.
Yeah.
No commentary, no editorial, no pundit speak. It's just, hey, go to this art gallery. There's a pop-up art show. Hey, check out the demonstration over here. Hey, this group is meeting over here. Hey, look at this picture someone uploaded.
Okay.
It's all just, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. Not, this is happening and this is what it means, or this is happening and this is what I think about it.
Yeah.
No, it's what media was supposed to be. Reporting, not commenting. And I think that answers your question.
Yeah.
I think you and I are both so used to thinking of media as commentary, we don't understand it, what everyone's doing here. They're not giving any opinion. They're just keeping track of events and sharing them so that someone in Iowa can see, so someone in Seattle can see, so that their movement can have ideas for what to do there. Like, they'll put up an art show because they saw the pictures.
Okay.